Hello again and welcome to True Wealth, your tangible assets advisor. I'm Kevin Walter, the host of True Wealth. True Wealth is a weekly radio program sponsored by Coins Plus in Spokane, Washington. Coins Plus can be reached at 444-0044 in Spokane. Outside of Spokane, toll-free 877-TAP-COIN. Or if you have some of the new phones that don't have all the digits on them the right way, toll-free 1-877-827-2646 or through our website at coinsplus.com. The Coins Plus store hours are Monday through Friday, 10 to 5:30. Saturdays, 10 to 3:30. We're closed on Sundays so we can go to church and spend some time with our families. Coins Plus is a full-service rare coin and precious metals broker-dealer, as well as a full-service jeweler. Coins Plus is actively engaged in the purchase and sale of all rare coins, collections, estates, precious metals, scrap gold, jewelry, and diamonds. Coins Plus is a very aggressive and professional buyer of all precious metals, of all diamonds, and again, of the scrap gold. We're also a wholesaler of diamonds, which means we sell them for what they're worth. I hope you understand the jewelry industry is an extremely high markup industry. It doesn't matter how good of friends you are with the jeweler or how good of a deal you're used to getting. The markups are tremendous. What we do at Coins Plus and Clock Tower Jewelry is we basically go off of a wholesale sheet. We buy for a fraction below that, and we sell at the wholesale levels to the general public. You will not find diamonds more fairly graded anywhere, and you certainly will not find diamonds, quality diamonds, priced any better anywhere in the U.S. So, you know, it's a good thing to have a nice diamond on your finger or on the finger of your loved one. I mean, I'm all for that. It's a nice, solid, tangible asset. It's a good way to keep some wealth on your finger and probably get more enjoyment out of it than you'll ever get out of a lot of other things. However, on the other hand, if you have an excess of these things, you don't want to risk the theft. Bring them in, sell them to us, we'll give you a top dollar. If you don't need the money, let us put it into some kind of an investment vehicle. But on the other hand, if you're looking to invest some of your money, get a nice diamond. Just get it, one nice big diamond. We do have a lot of beautiful pieces. We have tons of gold jewelry, brand new quality that we basically sell at the price of the precious metal in the jewelry. In other words, we have rings, we have tons of necklaces, hundreds of beautiful gold chains that you can buy essentially at or near the actual precious metal's value. So just like the third world countries have been doing for centuries, they buy the jewelry to hold the gold as an asset. You can do that too. You can buy yourself or your loved one all kinds of jewelry here at Coins Plus, and it's all going to be based on its actual intrinsic value, so you're technically investing money. In addition to that, we specialize in investment portfolios. Wealth and capital preservation is our specialty. We really believe we're heading into some serious times. I'm going to go over that today, folks. These are very, very unique times. These are sort of undebatable times. There's just not a lot of room for opinion in all of this. And so it's critical that you make the right move and you make it soon. Folks, this is a prime time to move into the metals. As I mentioned a moment ago, it's absolutely critical that you get yourself secured. We are truly heading into tough times. I'm not a doom and gloom preacher here. I'm a fact teller. And the more I read and the more I study, this is what we're seeing going down around us. We don't understand. It's totally chaotic right now. They're preparing us for the big moves. The big moves into basically putting us in a strong system of communism or oligarchy, where we're ruled by a small group of elitists that believe that they know more than us and they know what's best for us. So, you know, why not make that move while there's a chance, before big, you know, some tremendous things take place? I'm hearing more and more people worried about, you know, what will and will not be confiscated. I think that's a bit overemphasized. I think it's an important focus, but it's overemphasized. Our leaders are smart. They might not have integrity. They might not have good character, but they're smart. They're not just going to kick down your gold and take, or kick down your door and take your gold, which they did not do in the confiscation of 33. But what will happen eventually, all they have to do is make jobs and food a major commodity. If they make food hard to get, you'll end up turning over your precious metals and your money anyway. But the important thing is, as inflation, hyperinflation comes along, if you buy into this, the old rule, which was, the analysts or investment advisors would tell you 10 years ago of having 5 to 10% of your money in precious metals and the rest in paper, your paper is going to burn up and all you're going to have is a small handful of precious metals. If you transfer all your wealth into precious metals, when all this comes down, and it will, you'll be prepared because those precious metals will go through the roof. You will be truly wealthy as the people around you see a tremendous economic collapse. You know, outside of these things, if we just use our head and look at the precious metals performance, the previous growth and performance, gold and silver have outperformed every other major investment vehicle in every marketplace. This includes stocks, bonds, CDs, as well as mutual funds and especially mining stocks. In the eight-year period between May of 01 and May of 09, both gold and silver grew in value by over 260%. If we divide 260% by 8 years, the period from 01 to 09, we have an average yearly growth in excess of 30% per year. This means that a $10,000 investment in gold or silver in 2001 would now be worth over $26,000. During the same eight-year period of time, the average stock or mutual fund has lost nearly 50% of its value, in addition to the fact that countless blue chip and Dow Jones stocks have become worthless through bankruptcy. And of those that have survived this economic downturn, the majority have lost nearly all their value. Nearly every major name brand company backed by publicly traded stocks has either collapsed or is currently hanging by a thread. We've seen some nice upturns lately, folks. We got silver back over 15. We got gold within a few percentage points of $1,000 an ounce. It's within 5% of its all-time high. We've come out of the breakout cycle. You've heard me talking about these two-year metal cycles that we've seen since the 9/11 attacks. We're now out of the cycle. The next year, I'm not saying a year from now, I'm saying between now and the next year, we should begin to see some incredible growth. Don't wait. Don't think I'm telling you to wait a year, folks. It's crazy. If you listen to the major analysts, everyone's telling you the metals are gonna go and they're gonna go hard. Why would you procrastinate? Why would you wait? Buying precious metals is not investing. You're putting your money in gold, or in money. I'm sorry, you're putting your money in God's ordained and authorized form of money. God said gold and silver are money. The rest of it's all rubbish. We've been brainwashed to think that a broken promise from a private bank that's basically headquartered out of Europe, that's the Federal Reserve Bank, we think that's money. And we think that what has lasted from the beginning of written human history till now, gold, is an investment. Folks, it's not at all. It's wealth preservation, and that's where you need to be. And when I say gold, folks, I'm talking about gold and silver and any of the precious metals. I'm referring to Morgan silver dollars. I'm referring to pre-33 U.S. gold, $20 gold pieces, St. Gaudens, $10 Indians, also made by St. Gaudens. You know, I'm referring to the overall gamut of the investment arena. I'm not just talking about gold. Gold's just the shortest, easiest word to use. We need to consider strategically chosen coins as well. Like I said, some of the $20 gold pieces and stuff, some people are leaning towards just bullion because they don't understand. First of all, bullion is coins. Some people come in with this idea that bullion's like a piece of chicken bullion broth or whatever. No, bullion just means that the price is closely related to the price of the precious metals. Semi-numismatic coins are bullion and slight numismatic, so you can make gains on both fronts. We've seen them continue to outpace gold since 9/11 on average, probably by 5% a year. So if gold's gone up 30% a year, semi-numismatic coins 35% actually to 40% per year. And they aren't reportable. They're technically a collectible, although the premium's not too high. Some people want to debate about what numismatic means because of the old executive orders. to confiscate gold. Numismatic just means you own it because you're a collector. That's really all it means. So you don't have to worry about what percentage over spot you paid. I mean, what if something's not worth anything over spot and you deal with an unscrupulous company like some of the companies you hear on the radio every day running these advisor shows and telling you about their account executives that are going to charge you 50% over spot for anything, or 50% over what the reasonable price of any product is. Is it the price you paid that makes it numismatic? No, because these companies can overcharge. It's actually whether or not you believe that it is a collectible when you bought it. So many of you are hearing this stuff everywhere you turn. What is going on? We need to understand clear, concise things. We have just accepted the most foolish, ridiculous, stupid form of government existence in the history of the earth, because we've used gluttony on the blessings of God, and it's lasted far too long, so there's no immediate consequences. And we think that we're getting away with something, so all of a sudden, generation after generation stops even looking at it or thinking about it. The government deficit spending is absolutely, completely, and totally out of control, and it's doomed to fail our economy. As I mentioned earlier, food and jobs will become the true commodities. This will allow the government to eventually confiscate the wealth of the people. Precious metals are truly the only answer. They're the only thing that's going to escalate faster than the price of food and living expenses. And I'm telling you, folks, this stuff can happen fast, because what they do is they orchestrate world events to take place simultaneously to make huge shifts in the overall structure of things. And I really feel that we're heading towards another one of these, possibly in 09, possibly this summer. We don't know. It's just going to hit us hard and fast. They shift us one at a time. 9/11, they used that for a shift. Last year in 08, they did the shift of this economic downturn, this bailout thing, which, you know, those problems existed for years, and all of a sudden it was just perfectly timed for the election to help a certain candidate get into office. With hyperinflation, it's important to understand that real estate prices and taxes will skyrocket to unprecedented levels while the government keeps U.S. dollars in the hands of the government agencies and private cooperative nationalized corporations, so people can't access the necessary funding to keep the economy afloat. We saw that recently with this bailout money to the banks. These were put out in the form of what we call TARP funds. This money went into the banks so the banks could loan it back out. Did they? No, they didn't loan any back out. So the banks are sitting on the money. People can't get a hold of the money, even though the only way they'd get a hold of it would be in the form of debt anyway, which is also bad, but that's how we stimulated the economy and got us into the position we're in. Now the banks won't even consider putting the stuff back out there. So all of a sudden we've got inflation because we keep creating more money, and we've got hyperinflation because you can't get your hands on cash, and therefore that leads to the cost of everyday goods escalating in value faster than the rate of inflation. Debt is the poison that will kill us ultimately. After Obama is through, we will not even be able to pay the interest, let alone the debt that he's racked up. Taxes will skyrocket and wages will not, because the government will continue to feed false inflation figures using the Consumer Price Index, which is an exclusionary index which does not include food, transportation, real estate, or energy costs, which is what people spend 85% of their disposable income on. All we do is borrow and spend. By the way, the excluded items from the CPI have been growing or inflating at a rate of about 15 to 20% a year, while the government tells us we've got 3 or 4 or even 5% inflation. All we do is borrow and spend. We have no way to replenish our wealth. This country has no way. We are now a service economy only. We simply spread the debt around while producing nothing. The Chinese, the Arabs, and the larger South American countries are currently setting up their own gold and currency exchanges, and once these bourses are established, the U.S. dollar will go the way of the loony bird and become extinct. Once this happens, the U.S. is headed toward third world status. It will happen. It must happen. There is only one magic economic bullet to cure this problem, which is to revert back to a gold and or silver standard, which absolutely will not occur, as it would destroy destroy the plans of our elitist government leaders and would rock the international economy in unfathomable ways. The entire world would be forced, if we went on a gold standard, to look at the worthlessness of their paper money. For the U.S. to revert back to a gold standard by the end of this year, where every U.S. dollar was backed by gold, gold would have to be propped up to at least $50,000 an ounce. The true desire of the elitists is to create an oligarchy government of elitists and to drop the U.S. down to third world status. Remember that even in third world countries, there are the haves and the have-nots. Plan to be among the haves. The way to get yourself prepared to be among the haves as this transition takes place, and it will, is to put every spare penny you have into solid precious metals over the next few years. Sit on the sidelines and watch. Find a secure place to put it. Coins Plus has the highest rated depository services in the Northwest. You know, they're private, anonymous. There's a lot of good about them. We can go over with you when you come in. They're very affordable and very reasonable. They're not unreasonably priced whatsoever. The security is second to none. But, you know, if that's not good, fine. Keep it at your house. Get yourself a safe. If you do buy a safe, anchor bolt it to the floor. We've entertained the thought of opening a safe sales service time and again here, and we should be doing that any time. Coins Plus can be reached at 444-0044 in Spokane, outside of Spokane, toll free 1-877-TAP-COIN or 1-877-827-2646. I'll repeat it again. I feel an imminent change coming. I sincerely, truly, honestly believe that you need to make that move. I can't tell you time frames, but I can tell you there's some very important, very powerful people working fast to make this stuff come down the pipe rapidly. They believe they don't have a lot of time. It's important to understand that Obama, in his first 100 days, has committed to spend more money than the combination of every president that's ever led this country combined throughout history, folks. This is a runaway, reckless train, and I can't even express to you how bad this is. So make that move. Don't hesitate. Don't question. It's not an investment. It's security. Man, I can't drill it into you any further. When investing in precious metals, it's critical. Avoid mining stocks. Don't get roped into this stuff. With mining stocks, you're betting on a company's ability to make a profit in a very difficult business market and in a tough business. Mining mutual funds are the same way. It's just a bunch of mining stocks, folks. They haven't even come close to keeping up with the precious metals. Since the 9/11 attacks, when the whole world changed, mining mutual funds, mining stocks, 30% of them have gone bankrupt. ETFs, exchange-traded funds. For the sake of time, I'll keep it short. ETFs are you're supposed to be trusting your money to someone else to buy gold and hold it for you. In a nutshell, you have to trust me on this. The ETFs that exist out there have not been doing it. They've been buying contracts, which is another third-party agreement to promise to give them gold at a certain price at a certain date in the future if they decide they want it. And on it goes. They're out of control. They're in big trouble. They're eventually going to blow sky high. It's a Ponzi scheme, and when it does, you don't want to be the one holding the bag. The other thing about them also is I believe that when they do blow, the government's going to use them as an excuse to try to show people that gold was a bad investment, even though the bad investment was the ETF. Avoid foreign exchange Ponzi schemes. There's two websites out there, the NASAA.org and the CTFC, both government websites. They say, beware of foreign currency trading funds. They tell you the advertisements are no good. They tell you it's a scam. There's no questions about it. I've got a big write-up here from the government. I don't want to go into it for the sake of time. They say that Forex trading should be limited to governments and large institutional investors concerned about fluctuations in international exchange rates, but the average investor should never fall prey to these Forex scam offers. It tells you truly, it says, a quote from the government, they may look like the new sophisticated form of investment opportunity, but in reality, they are the same old trap, financial fraud in fancy garb. They tell you, let's see, here's another one. With Forex trading scams, the investor can consider every dollar invested a dollar lost. In some cases, as the Ponzi scheme escalates, the perpetrator will show some investors fake and artificial gains to lure in more investors. And it goes on and on and on. And it says the real problem is that when the Ponzi scheme ends, everyone is out every penny. It just says foreign exchange. People are telling you to invest in foreign exchange. It's telling you 100% of the time it's a scam. Absolutely have nothing to do with it. It's important to understand our world financial situation anyway, folks, is you cannot predict where any of this money is going to go. People are tied into the dollar. A lot of these countries are tying their dollar, their money into other money, and you just don't even need to go. What's the forecast for the future of precious metals? The next 12 months are forecasted for incredible metals growth. Why? The world changed with the 9/11 of 01 attack, September 11th. Many people believe that the prophecy in Revelations chapter 17 and 18 describing the destruction of Mystery Babylon were fulfilled with the attacks on the World Trade Centers on 9/11 of 01. If you've never heard this theory or studied these scriptures in relation to this event, it can initially sound quite suspicious. But a thorough look at the scriptures will show that there are an almost impossible number of correlations and parallels to the World Trade Center attack and collapse. Just to mention a few, for the sake of time, I'm going to try to buzz through these quickly. Here we go. I'm going to be talking fast. Revelation 17 and 18 describes a city that made all the merchants of the earth rich and all the kings or rulers of the earth committed adultery with her. First of all, they were referred to as the World Trade Centers. That solves that. In addition, the amount of international commerce represented by the businesses housed within the WTCs would equate to the second largest economy in the world, second only to the gross domestic product or GDP of the U.S. government. Yes, more monetary business volume was represented by the WTC businesses, those are World Trade Center businesses and agencies, than anywhere else on earth. Revelation 17 and 18 says that this city was clothed in scarlet, linen, and purple. This is red, white, and blue. As the color purple is the same as royal blue, which at the time of the writing of Revelations, these two colors were one and the same and were called Tyrian purple or Tyrian blue. They were colors created and sold by the Phoenicians, which were derived from the crushing of a special sea snail that produced a purple or royal blue dye. These snails would trade for their weight in silver. Revelations 18:15 through 18 tells us that, quote, the merchants who sold these things and gained their wealth from her, in other words, Mystery Babylon, will stand far off, terrified at her torment. They will weep and mourn and cry out, woe, woe, O great city, dressed in fine linen, purple and scarlet, and glittering with gold, precious stones and pearls. In 1 hour, such great wealth has been brought to ruin. Every sea captain and all who travel by ship, the sailors and all who earn their living from the sea, will stand far off when they see the smoke of her burning, and they will exclaim, was there ever a city like this great city? Next, the scriptures refer to Mystery Babylon as a nation made up of peoples, multitudes, nations, and languages, so they cannot be referred to as a specific nationality of people. The United States of America is most certainly a melting pot, and even more so did the World Trade Centers represent nearly every nation on Earth. The scriptures describe Mystery Babylon as fallen, fallen. The destruction of most cities cannot be described as fallen, fallen. First of all, the word fallen is repeated twice at every reference. The only place this applies in biblical prophecy is in relation to Babylon. In addition, the destruction of most cities cannot be described as fallen. It takes something tall to fall. If that doesn't convince you, the same prophecy states that, quote, her sins are piled to the heavens, which is the same concept as the building of the Tower of Babel, where man said, let us build a tower that reaches to the heavens. The same phraseology is used in reference to Mystery Babylon. Revelations 18:21 also tells us, quote, then a mighty angel picked up a boulder the size of a large millstone and threw it into the sea and said, with such violence, the great city of Babylon will be thrown down, never to be found again. What can be thrown down with the great violence of crashing a multi-ton boulder into the sea? This is certainly not describing a city of 2- and 3-story buildings. In fact, there is every indication that these towers were brought down by professional demolition experts rather than the impact of the planes. If you have any doubts about the physics and engineering involved, go to our website, coinsplus.com, click on Coins Plus News and Library, then find our list of, quote, must-see videos. Watch the video Loose Change or 911 Mysteries before making up your mind or discounting any theories. The World Trade Centers were thrown down rather than weakened and collapsed. The entire towers collapsed at the exact speed of gravity. Had it truly been the result of a pancaking effect, physics experts calculate that the collapse would have taken 36 seconds rather than the 9 seconds, which is the exact speed of fall that an object with no resistance and nothing in its way would fall at. Demolition experts create an environment where buildings collapse at the speed of gravity. Videos of the collapse show that what are referred to as squibs shooting from the side of these buildings buildings all the way down as they collapse. A squib is a charge designated to detonate just below the falling mass to reduce any structure that might restrict the free fall of the building. In addition, if the planes caused this collapse, wouldn't the buildings have tipped over rather than falling straight down along the path of most resistance? It's also a fact that no building fire has ever burnt hot enough to melt steel. Even with the introduction of jet fuel, the fire would still be 500 degrees too low to melt the building's steel. The World Trade Centers were solid steel grid buildings specifically designed to endure the impact of a 747. In addition, the metal in the remains of the towers continued to burn for months afterwards, a clear sign of the use of thermite in controlled demolitions. Human remains were found as far as a mile away. Bone fragments and the like, multi-ton pieces of metal were found stuck in buildings blocks away. How could a fall cause this? Anyway, if this interests you at all, go online and do your research. The truth is everywhere. The scriptures also state that Mystery Babylon will be destroyed in less than an hour. To quote Revelations 18, quote, terrified at her torment, they will stand far off and cry, woe, woe, O great city, O Babylon, city of power. In 1 hour your doom has come. The two trade towers were demolished within 56 minutes of one another, and these truly were a city of power. Financial power, political power, with the representation from nearly every government and major worldwide corporation, as well as a level of electricity consumption second to no other commercial building on earth. The Bible described the merchants of the earth will weep and mourn over her because no one buys their cargoes anymore. Cargoes of gold, silver, precious stones, and pearls, fine linen, on and on and on. The World Trade Centers had the largest storehouse of gold and silver on earth, housing the entire precious metals reserves of the entire commodities exchange. Much of this metal was recovered months later, but much was not. All accounting records were destroyed, and during the excavation, huge trucks filled with gold and silver were found abandoned in the tunnels under the World Trade Centers. No bodies were recovered from this area. Who was transporting these metals and where did they go? No one may ever know. I'm sure many of you are wondering, how is this all pertinent? Well, number one, there's a high likelihood that we could be living in a time of end times prophecy taking place before our very eyes. There's a number of theories out there on this, and I won't get into them right now. There's a lot more scripture there in Revelations that parallels things. And we can't read Revelations 18 and go to 19 and say that it's chronological, because the destruction of Mystery Babylon is also mentioned in Revelations 14, and the event that takes place after that is completely independent of the event in Revelations 19. So there's different ways. I don't have time to dissect it and explain my opinion on all this stuff. All I can tell you is we're living in very significant times. God's made it clear that precious metals are the one and only thing that's going to make it through clear to the end, and people are going to cast their gold and silver in the streets on the last day, the day of judgment. God's paving the streets of heaven in gold, and on I go. Those of you who listen to me understand what I'm saying. What I'm saying is you need to get every penny you've got into precious metals now and avoid the scams. Avoid these Forex scams. Avoid these companies that are racking you on the radio. Me too. I'm on the radio, but I'm telling you, we're quite a bit different. Commission salespeople is a bad thing. Magazine articles, all of it. Just beware. Watch out. Prepare yourself. Protect yourself. We want to be your precious metals broker. We'll treat you better than anyone else. We're fair, honest, and upright, and we're here to serve you. So make that move now. Get it all transferred over. If you have questions, give us a call at Coins Plus, 444-0044 in Spokane. Outside of Spokane, toll free, 877-827-2646 or 1-877-TAP-COINS. Take care, God bless, and have a fantastic week.